Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jada Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, let's give everyone a chance right now to win $1,000. You've got that chance right now by texting the word blizzard to 72881. Again, that's the word blizzard to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. You've got another chance to win $1,000 in 1 hour on our show at 1 o'clock today. Also, at this very time, noon tomorrow, noon every day on our show, every day on WIP, 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Five different opportunities each day to win $1,000. Spread the word to your family and friends. It's all powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. And let me tell everybody, since there's probably a fellow or two, a gal or two out there like Richie, who doesn't know if Blizzard has one or two Z's, it has two Z's.
Why would you pick the English guy?
I just felt like picking on Stanford over here. As Angelo said to him this morning, Stanford, why? Because he could play football. See what I just did right there?
Okay.
Come on, Stanford without football? That should be the Twitter poll question of the day. John Smart, listen, I give it to John. John's a smart fellow. But is John a Stanford man without football? Really?
I had to get in twice. I got in twice, Joe.
Yeah, football. Twice.
It's the only school in the country. Only school in the country that I had to apply to. Think about that.
All right, here's the problem. Tomorrow, we got to have a Twitter poll who wins the game, Sixers or Nets. I mean, it's the regular season game of the year. Maybe on Thursday. Maybe I'll just put the screws to him a little bit. Twitter poll question on Thursday. Is John really a Stanford guy without football? So I'll just try to needle him all week. We'll see what happens. Of course, he would crush my face. We understand that reality.
Yeah, that too.
I will crush your face.
All right, let's go to the phones. I'm just playing around.
Yeah.
Sort of. To the phones we got. My fingers crossed.
I actually think you doubt that.
James, is John a little irritated right now?
Maybe like 3%.
Yeah, I think he's a little irritated.
It's like the tiniest bit, but not too
marginally.
Hey, big guy. I'm just playing around with you. 215-592.
Big guy him?
Big guy. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Lou right now in Denver. What's happening, Lou?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Lou.
Hey, Richie, do you have a diploma that says you graduated from Stanford?
Yeah.
So you're a Stanford guy?
Yeah.
The conversation.
Yeah, but why, Lou? Why?
It doesn't matter. He's got the diploma.
Well, I understand he got the diploma. There's no discrepancy there. I understand that. Listen, God bless
him. I'm sure you need a base level of smart.
Oh, so now we're down to a base level. Oh, I see what you just did, a base level.
Of course. Of course.
All right, Lou, what do you got here on the Eagles and the Phils? Talk to me.
Phils, I can't watch. Roman Quinn can't hit. It's not that he can't hit. He can't even touch the ball. He can't put the ball in play.
That's a great line.
It's just he can't make contact. And all he's got to do is make contact and put it on the ground. He'll beat out most of the throws. So
yeah.
I can't watch him. I think it's getting to that point maybe another week or two where you bring either Kingery. I don't know about Moniak. He might not be ready. But I'm pretty sure, I would guess, they're going to do something at the trade deadline, which isn't it's pretty far away. But maybe they
really far away. It's in 3.5 months.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do something sooner, but – I mean, this is a tight, tough division with great teams, or at least very good teams. I don't want the Phillies waiting 4 months, like, or 3.5. That's rough.
Well, I think they're going to bring up either Kingery or Moniak and then see how they do. And then if they have to make
I agree.
The value goes down closer or is going to go up closer to the trade deadline. So
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. And on the Eagles, I'm with John on this. I mean, I get what you're saying in the last place schedule and teams go through cycles and there's a lot of parity in the NFL. So that does give me hope. I actually do agree with Elliott on the plus 500. I think they do have a better chance as a value bet. But at the same time, you read all these articles and it's just disheartening that you would think about, like, they're trying to play money ball in football and it just doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. And their biggest weakness is the draft. Think about what we're talking about from 2016 to now is when they're kind of operating they are today with Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman more involved. All those core players that and they did do a good job, and I'm not going to knock them for 2017. And, I want that Super Bowl. But at the same time, all those draft picks were prior, you know, the Coxes, the Ertzes, and all those players were prior to that. So I just look at the draft the past 5 years, and I don't have as much hope as you, Joe.
Lou, give me something that's a wonder of the world.
I'm going to go outside the box. I don't know. It's Wonder Woman or all women, whichever you want.
Well, you tell me. Which am I writing down? Wonder Woman or all women?
Well, I'll go Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Okay.
Clever answer.
Yeah, it is. Personally, I think all women would have been a better answer.
Now it's off the board.
Well, yeah. I mean, he said it. So, you know, I think he had a chance to just go with all women, which, by the way, would be ridiculous because then someone can call and say, all right, humans.
Right.
I mean,
that's why I think Wonder Woman probably the better way to go for everything.
I mean, come on now. 2155. Someone's going to call in and say the human brain, which actually maybe could have been a winning answer.
Yeah. It's pretty wild what the human brain can do.
You know, I mean, stretch your mind here with this wonder of the world. A lot of big answers. Speaking of big, Andre the Giant was a good one, I think. Keith in Northeast Philly. What's up, Keith?
Yo, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Keith.
Hey, I'm a second time caller. My first time calling, I beat the hammer.
Oh, Keith!
Oh,
I gave you your
all the winners
loss.
Today.
What was the
21st loss?
What was the category?
You cracked under pressure. I beat you in double overtime. You we asked for Carter Hart's goals against average.
Yeah,
you know, the save percentage.
Oh yeah,
Joe misheard the question. Interpreted
the
question.
Yeah, he dropped
the
ball. I was gonna call the one day when. When you talked about like mistakes in sports, that was going to be my mistake.
You would have won. Richie and I would have voted for you. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, Keith. Absolutely. I mean, I'm happy for you for your little moment in the on the sun there. But I will say that I walked out of here with my head held high because it didn't feel like the kind of loss that you feel bad about. Like I just misheard a question. I can live with myself with that.
Yeah, you were like Chris Webber calling the timeout.
Well, he should have known better. His coach had told him.
Yeah, we're not knowing the score.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, talk to me here. What do you got?
The Sixers. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of you guys, the one week you talked about Ben Simmons that will eventually be a Hall of Famer. 8-6-6 last night. Like, I don't know. I just think he's one of the most overrated players in sports. I really do.
I actually agree with you.
He's highly overrated. Like, how much of a difference is he and Draymond Green? I mean, think about it. Like,
yeah.
Defensive player, is he elite defensive player? Yeah, without a doubt. But
yep.
Come on, man.
Like
7 foot tall, you handle the ball. You should get like 8 assists a game. 7 foot tall, you should grab rebounds. But
Yep.
I'm just nervous, man. Like, because, man, Embiid's playing. He's lighting it up, man. And I don't know. I just feel like we might come up short again. And I think it's going to be.
Well, they are going to come up short again. I mean, that's what I've been saying for 2 months. I mean, and I don't say that in a way to. You know, dampen people's enthusiasm. I'm psyched with the Sixers. I mean, it's great that they've made progress. It's great that they have a shot. But in the end, Keith, I just think it is so unlikely that they beat a healthy Nets team or a healthy Lakers team. Now, maybe those teams won't be healthy, and then that can open the door a lot bigger. But I think the Sixers will lose either to the Nets or the Lakers. And I feel, frankly, pretty confident of that.
Yeah, I just
And Ben's a big part of the reason why because
exactly.
If Ben was doing all that he should be doing, my opinion could be different, but he's not.
Absolutely.
Keith, give me a wonder of the world.
What about Area 51?
Area 51. I guess it's a wonder. We wonder.
Yeah, we do wonder.
I guess
we need
to know a little more about it.
It's a different way to go about it, but sure. You know, John, I saw a good tweet from Ruben Frank. This was, I think, about 4 or 5 days ago. So I believe the Sixers have played 2 games since this tweet. And here's what Ruben wrote, again, a couple days back on Twitter. He wrote, "I've always been a huge Ben Simmons guy, but," and then he wrote ... "The last 8 games, and again, this is prior to, I think, the last two. The last 8 games, 28 turnovers, 27 baskets.
Holy cow.
And last night was another of those games, 3 baskets. Like,
just quiet.
We never, yeah. as basketball fans, right, we never talk after a game about how many baskets did a great player get. We, like, that's ridiculous. We talk about how many base hits did a great player get, because a great player, if he has a great game, might get 2 or 3, or maybe he gets 4 in a great game. Because, you know, you don't get that many base hits. You don't get that many goals. You play hockey. If you get 2 goals, you had a great game. You get 3 goals? Dude, hat trick. You had a really great game. Basketball, great players, we're not supposed to count your baskets. You're supposed to, you know, have 8, 9, 10, 11. That's what you're supposed to do. We don't even think in terms of how many baskets did a guy get. Except when your total is so low that we start noticing, John, that you have all these games where you only made 3 baskets.
And his free throw shooting has gotten worse over the last month.
Regression.
Month and a half, yeah. Or whatever.
Yep.
You know, his free throw percentage is now worse than last year's. There was a point in time early this season where he was up around 70%, and we all thought, okay.
Well, for a stretch,
he's
right?
He's taken a step in the right direction. You can see he's put the work in.
Yep.
And I thought he had improved, but now it feels like he misses both every time he's up at the line. And you know, that I think that will lead to less aggression because he's living in fear. On the basketball court, lives in fear of shooting, lives in fear of having to go to that line.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, man. I think, and the Ben narrative is already somewhat set. I mean, don't get me wrong. We talk about it a lot. It's not like we're breaking. And I say we, I don't mean just us on the show. I mean, it's pretty well set out there, you know, what Ben is and what he's not. What he can do well, what he doesn't do good. But I will say, one more year of playoffs where they don't break through, and they haven't broken through yet.
Yeah, this is it.
The town's going to really get really aggravated, and the team really might make the decision, hey, we got to move off Ben.
Which, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
I think so, too.
The way this is shaping up. Now, again, there was a point this season where I thought this was, I don't know, remedied, this whole thing. It was going the other way. He had figured it out. But then he didn't.
Yeah.
Then the All-Star game happened.
Yeah.
He was chosen to be an All-Star, and it was all downhill from there.
I mean,
I expect it to be the same old, and I expect Daryl Morey to move on.
And I'll tell you this. To me, the moment, because I do think the Sixers will be in the Eastern Final, and I do think they'll play the Nets, and I think they'll lose to the Nets. And to me, the thing that I believe, just from a prediction standpoint, that will crystallize it in people's mind and set it in motion is when you see – what it's going to turn into, Embiid versus 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel versus Harden versus Durant versus Kyrie Irving. Joel is going to put in every ounce of effort. He's going to be amazing. He's going to put the team on his back. He's going to carry them in ways that they win some games. But in the end, they're going to lose the series.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to say, why'd they lose the series? And we're going to say, because Joel was like carrying a piano on his back with how much he had to carry the whole team. It's not his fault. It's not fair. I mean, you can make the case. You know, you want to take Durant, Harden, and Joel and say, who would you rather have in this series? You can make the case Embiid's the number one pick in the series. I mean, he's been tremendous this year. He's been amazing. But then you say, how does Ben do holding up his end of the bargain against their 2 or their 3rd guy? And the answer is lame.
Well, you're going to see their big guys scoring 30, 30, 30, and then our big guys scoring 30-plus.
35,
and
yeah.
And then Ben scoring 6.
Yeah.
Ben scoring 8. Ben scoring 9.
Exactly. And that's the moment, I'm telling you, it's like 2 months from now. That's the moment when people are going to say, all right.
Yeah.
Enough.
Enough.
Enough of this.
Yeah. Which is what it is.
I wonder if he realizes that, like, how imminent his departure really is.
But I will say this on the departure. I won't say imminent in this sense. There's a difference between making the decision, let's move on from the guy, and finding the right package that can make it enticing enough to move on at that moment. Because it is not the easiest thing to trade a great player when you're trying to gain value, or trade a good player when you're trying to gain value. That's a tough trade. And that's what was so appealing about the possibility of getting Harden. That was a trade up.
Yeah.
And you know, you put Ben on the open market. I don't know, man. It's just not that easy because of contracts and because, you know, of a team ready to dump a guy or whatever. It's not the easiest fit. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Wade right now. What's happening, Wade?
Hey, yo, what's up, man? Listen, man, the article, well, since you've been doing stuff since 2016, we've been down the hill since 2016, even though we won the Super Bowl. Like, I hope hopefully he don't look at what he did good and look at what's bad. Like, okay, Doug was doing bad with play calling and stuff. Wentz was doing bad with playing and everything. That's because the roster was bad. Like, our drafting stunk. Like, he got it. Okay, drafting, the only thing he got good right was Wentz. Even though, you know what I'm saying, that was a big hit. We got Wentz. All right, so don't look at what's good. You got to look in the mirror and see what he did bad. And the way they operate, man, they got to have a healthy relationship, man. Like, mm-hmm. Inside, you can't do nothing. Like, y'all got a healthy work relationship. That's why the show's so good. If, like, a relationship with your woman, you got to be healthy.
Well, but I'll make it even more simple than that. I just tell John what to do, and he follows my orders.
All right, Howie. But,
yeah.
So, but, like, for
and,
real,
and then and then, like, and then he busts my face off.
Now, they got to see the problem is drafting. Like, if he took over because Chip did his thing, messed it up. He, like, okay, we got Wentz, the only one. Like, everybody else is – we ain't got the D-backs that we drafted. Now we got to get D-backs. We don't got receivers because
right.
They can't play.
You're
like,
right.
We don't
right.
got no linemen. He got to see what we got to do right. And it's funny because the one caller said the Wonder Woman thing, he had the same point I'm talking about. But my answer was to every married man, what should be every married man answer is his wife. And I know you know a little bit of something about what I'm talking about, Muppet, because you got a girlfriend. So
there you go. All right, so you're – see, your answer for wonder of the world is wives.
Yeah, every married man interested in their
wives. Oh, so I'm writing down nerds' wives. Okay. Nerds' wives. All right, you got it, Wade. Appreciate it, buddy. John, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was Facebook messaging with a friend from college yesterday. Hadn't been in touch in years. And she said she wanted to listen to the show. I was like, cool, listen to the show. And I said, but please.
Does Amy know that you're Facebook messaging a friend from college?
A female friend from college?
Yeah.
She does. Mm. Yes.
Good.
I told Amy this morning, connected with a college friend yesterday, female variety, hadn't talked in a while. And I said to her, I said, there's one thing, though, if you listen to the show. Don't get mad if you notice people coming after me. Because I feel like I had a prepper. I mean, she's going to tune into the show. She's going to hear some guy call me a Muppet. And she's going to be like, what is that? And so I felt like I had a prepper. I'm like, listen, my co-host, he likes to just take shots at me. The audience has sort of followed suit. It's okay. I mean, I will admit, I kind of lean into it because I can be, from time to time, a little, you know, the hammer gets on a roll from time to time. So I felt compelled to warn her. Uh-huh. Don't take it personal.
I think that was a smart move.
Yeah.
I've noticed, at least with my wife, like things that people say to me like bounce right off me. And if my wife sees or hears any of them, she like loses her mind. So I totally get it. Smart.
There you go. All right, let's go go ahead, John.
Something in that call struck a chord with me.
Yes.
This article, the paranoia article, I don't think we've made enough of. Doug Peterson was not... I was very down on Doug Peterson, extremely down, because I felt like it made no sense what he was doing. And it didn't. When you've got a quarterback that functions best when you've got a balanced attack with the run and the pass, why are you passing it all the time? Well, now we have a little more insight as to why that was happening. He's being admonished every Tuesday by guys who are saying, wait a second, it's in Buffalo with 50-mile-per-hour winds. You should have thrown it more. And Doug's got to be sitting there like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I agree with you, John.
This makes me, this article, and we haven't talked about this, I do view Doug Peterson differently. I was very down on him. And I couldn't, I didn't think he was an offensive mastermind. I felt like that must have all been Frank Reich. But it sounds like part of the truth is that Howfrey crept in gradually and exerted more and more influence over the not just the players who were dressing on Sundays, but the plays that were being run.
Well, yeah.
That's a major problem. And now you've got a guy who's happy to be here in Nick Sirianni, who's from the get-go going to dial up whatever Jeffrey Howfrey sees fit.
Yeah. Now, listen,
that's,
John.
That's messed up,
you're,
man.
You're laying out a good.
Especially when you got a young quarterback who's not ready to be a 50-passes-a-game quarterback.
Yeah. Look, I think you're laying out a great case for how junked up, jammed up, and terrible it was. Doug becomes a more sympathetic figure.
Totally. Tragic figure.
Yeah. And I'll take it a step further, and this affects Doug, and I would say this certainly affected Carson as well. Look, again, we don't know how extensive the Lurie Howie involvement in, for instance, football ops to the point of like game day stuff is. We are learning that it's more involved and extensive than we had thought. What if, I mean, if Lurie is telling telling Doug, after a win, where they scored a lot of points and played good offense, as you're saying, Buffalo, windy, Green Bay, tough on the road, Green Bay, hey, you should have passed it more. How do we know that Jeffrey Lurie didn't say to Doug, hey, listen, we got to make a point of emphasis to develop Carson as a pocket passer. I'm the owner of the football team.
Right.
I want this guy to be around for 10 to 15 years.
Forget the bootleg stuff.
I want him to excel in the pocket.
Remember Doug's answers?
Yeah.
Why aren't you rolling him out? He was saying, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean,
well, what if it's Howfrey telling him you can't do the stuff that makes sense because they don't realize how wrong they are?
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I'm taking a huge leap there and purely speculating.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is a point I've made many times over the last couple of months. When an organization is dysfunctional, and when an organization lies, and there is no question in my mind, they have been dysfunctional and they have lied at times.
Yeah.
It calls into question everything. Because you don't know where the truth is truth, and where the truth is, well, no, that's not truth. That's actually a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what the facts are. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. You can react to it all on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.